Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Wow, another beautiful, spectacular afternoon in the springtime of 2024. Hey, I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you're with us here on WWL. Once again, a lot to talk about. These protests continue to spread, and protests are now happening in New Orleans. A big protest last night, and still going on at Tulane. And I don't know where, when, or how all of this ends. Do you think the protests are justified? And have you ever protested anything in your life? We'll talk about that this afternoon. Also, should these THC products be banned in Louisiana? You know, it really seems to me that the banning of the THC products that are on sale in this state, I just think this is another shot fired in the culture wars. I don't see how this is really a big deal. You know, there are some beverages that have a small amount of THC, but I guess if you drank enough of them, you would get buzzed. Ian Hocus, our senior producer, and he's at the controls in the other studio, but I want to bring him in early here because Ian has known some people who have consumed those THC beverages that are on sale. Ian, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you too as well.
All right, so you know people who have consumed these beverages, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Do you get buzzed? Do you get stoned drinking them?
Stoned is probably a hard word. You have to drink a couple of them, I think, really, to start to feel really, like, disoriented like you would from like, consuming a lot of marijuana another way. I think they're more relaxing than, like, oh, I'm, like, so stoned. Like, yeah. I can see colors and I can hear sounds, like, that sort of stuff. That's not it at all.
I don't remember that when I smoked marijuana in the past. I remember, you know, just feeling kind of relaxed. So it does have an effect, but it's not a strong effect. And there's not a tremendous amount of THC in these products, correct?
No. 5 milligrams, 6 milligrams for most adult humans is not super significant.
So it seems like the battle against these things in our state is just another shot fired in the culture wars.
It's either that or it's a billionaire liquor sponsor trying to squelch competition.
Yes, there's that because they're available. These drinks are available in some bars. And it's an alternative to people who don't want to or can't drink alcohol.
Yeah, and they're expensive in bars. They're expensive in bars for a reason, which is that most people don't drink more than one of them. You know, it's like you can go to a bar and buy 6 beers and then be very drunk, or you can go to a bar and buy 1 Louis Louis or 1 Crescent 9 or whatever, and then that's it.
But it sounds like that the way you make that sound, it seems like they are kind of potent.
I don't think they're not that potent, but most people aren't going to drink more than one, not because they're so potent, but because it's just you don't need more than that.
I see.
I think.
And
maybe I'm not explaining that well.
And it lasts a period of time?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Interesting. I see this as a kind of a big deal about nothing, but that's not the first time our states got involved in some things that really are not a really a big deal. And I think people should have the choice. And as you know, if you listen to this show, you know that I'm for the legalization of marijuana. I used to smoke a long time ago. Do not smoke now. Don't plan on starting if it's legalized. But, you know, these THC products, I just think, you know, you give people a choice. And I'm going to bring this up again. The foundation of conservative ideology is to give power to the individuals and keep government out of your lives. And there are so many issues, particularly right-wing radicals are championing, so many issues that they're championing defy conservative ideology. Right-wing radicals are not true conservatives in many, many ways. Otherwise, they wouldn't be promoting so many things where the government gets involved in your lives. Also, you got to love this. The Rolling Stones tour, and they'll be here at Jazz Fest on Thursday. The Rolling Stones tour is sponsored by AARP. What is that, the American Association of Retired Persons? The AARP is sponsoring the tour. And, you know, I think this is really cool, and it's just an interesting moment in time. And I did a video on this yesterday, which was shared on the WWL Radio Facebook page. It's also on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. And I asked for suggestions of other sponsors that maybe could be sponsoring the Rolling Stones tour. If AARP is a sponsor, who else might be a sponsor? So we'll share some of those comments on the air with you. Jerry Seinfeld said he had really dark feelings about turning 70. Was there an age that it was hard for you when you hit that age? What age was hard for you? Was it 30? Was it 40? Was it 50? 60? Like Jerry Seinfeld, was it 70? I mean, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards are both 80 years old. And look what they're doing. So it's kind of cool to, you know, live long enough to, you know, do what they do and to still be doing it. And, man, Jerry Seinfeld had such an incredible career that I can't see how. Well, I mean, everybody's different, so I can't speak for Jerry Seinfeld. I'm a big Seinfeld fan. But I was really surprised to hear that he had dark feelings about turning 70. And I thought that you know, that's kind of a period where, you know, you look back on the career you've had if you're Jerry Seinfeld, and I thought he would kind of approach 70 with more of a comic approach rather than having dark feelings about being 70. So what year was hard for you? We'll talk about that a little bit later. All right, the Pelicans. Ian, can you find some very melodic music? Because I don't want to get angry. I don't want to get upset. But I want to talk about the Pelicans, and I would like to do it with some melodic music in the background.
I got just the thing.
Okay.
You ready?
All right, okay. Last night, the Pelicans lost to the Oklahoma Thunder. It was a shutout, a 4-0 playoff series. The Pelicans are on vacation. They don't have to play another game till next season. The Pelicans were missing shot after shot after shot. Even shots under the basket, they were missing those shots. And three-pointers, the Pelicans had many, many open looks, and they missed the three-pointers. There was a lot of sloppy passing. There just seemed to be no fight in the Pelicans, except there was a moment toward the end of the fourth quarter when it looked like they were going to really give it a shot, and it didn't take long for the Thunder to steal that away from them. Now, the Oklahoma City Thunder are a good basketball team. Give the Thunder credit for that. But the Pelicans gave the Thunder too many open, clean shots, and they were hitting them. So it was an embarrassing game last night, and, you know, the season's over for the Pelicans, and I just I don't know why it had to end this way. B.I. and C.J., really were not competitive. CJ McCollum has kind of forgotten how to shoot. Why were they so off? I don't know. Turnovers, I'd think a store like Rouse's should have a special on turnovers today just to celebrate the Pelicans' embarrassing loss last night. There were times the Pelicans almost seemed to be a little on the lazy side, like they didn't really care, like they were ready to go on vacation. And I don't know. Going back to Oklahoma City with a a 3-1 deficit would have been very, very tough. I also have to say that the officials seemed very biased against the Pelicans. And, you know, with 8 minutes left in the game, Brandon Ingram was 1-for-10. And key players just lost the touch for shooting. And late in the fourth quarter, the Thunder had a 15-2 run and an 8-point lead. And last night was a total embarrassment for the New Orleans Pelicans and their fans. Let's hope they learn how to fight next season. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Okunar Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. It was bad last night, and I wanted that melodic music to keep me from getting too excited about it. You know, the Pelicans lose, the Saints lose. I don't make any less money. But it's just, you know, you invest emotionally in a team. And, you know, as I have said on this show, I do believe that a professional franchise can take on the ambiance of the city. And what is the ambiance of our city? A laissez-faire attitude. Hey, you know, this is the way we do it. Everything's cool. Everything's all right. Hey, we win, we lose. I know they will tell you it really matters. But fans don't always get that sense. And fans are smart. Fans see it. Fans see the players on the court. And they see the other team more aggressive than the Saints or the Pelicans at times. And I don't know what it's going to take to make the Saints more aggressive or to make the Pelicans more aggressive or to have that killer instinct or that fight in them. Because that's what seems to be missing. And last night it was just, well, the last two games were a total embarrassment. And, you know, look, Zion, I know Zion was out, but I don't think that's an excuse because they have won without Zion before. And as much of a force as he is, the Pelicans had the open shots. And they had an unbelievable number of turnovers. I don't know what the final number was, but it had to be around 20. It had to be around 20 turnovers where they essentially gave the ball away. There were a couple of steals there by the Thunder, but many times, I mean, even Brandon Ingram was lazy with the ball and not protecting the ball. And I mean, when they're missing shots right under the basket, I have to give the Thunder credit because they have a very imposing defense. But still, the Pelicans had so many open shots that they just missed. And I said yesterday, if the Pelicans got a point every time they hit the back of the rim, they would have won that game. So anyway, that's over. Sad that it did last a lot longer, but embarrassing that they lost the series of 4-0. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Okunar Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. All right, let's go to Ian Hoke with some of your early text messages.
We've been asking people what age scares them. Here's a text that says, 40 was tough because I became my dad.
Wow. You know, my son told me once, I think he was 35 when he turned 35. He said, Dad, I remember when you were 35. So that was an interesting moment in his life too. When he turned 40 and he became his dad, was it just age? I wonder if it was just age-wise or if he realized, wait a minute, I'm doing what my dad did at this point in his life.
There's a lot of text in here about Senator Presley's bill to ban those THC products. Here's one from James on the North Shore who says, they say it's because they think it's a gateway for kids, but kids will be kids. I lived.
I don't think marijuana is a gateway drug. There are some studies. There are some experts who say it is, but there are a lot of experts who say it isn't. And I'll tell you one thing sometimes that is not taken into consideration. There are surveys done, and let's say you get a cocaine user or you get somebody who's into meth, and if they started by doing marijuana, then there's an automatic conclusion that marijuana was the gateway drug. I don't think that's as important as the fact that there are personalities who are rebellious, and a rebellious person who's going to try marijuana early is also the kind of person who might try cocaine or meth or other drugs. It wasn't that marijuana was any kind of chemical gateway drug. It's that the personality who tried marijuana also tried other drugs. But there are a hell of a lot of people who do marijuana, smoke marijuana, and didn't go on to other drugs.
Here's a text that says, hey, some very encouraging news on the marijuana issue. AP is reporting that the United States Drug Enforcement Administration will move to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug. This move is long overdue. Yeah, this broke just before we came in here, Scoot. I don't know if you got a chance
to
see
it. No, I didn't
this.
See that. That's huge.
Yeah, this just broke a few minutes ago. This is sort of the last big regulatory hurdle. It still has to go through the White House Office of Management and Budget before it's reclassified officially. And it's not decriminalized. It's not, you know, it's not to say that it's going to be, you know, perfectly legal everywhere, but this is going to remove some of the barriers to, in places where marijuana is legal, recreational use is legal, those companies can't bank. They have to do everything in cash because the banks are not allowed to do businesses with, you know, vendors that are selling things that they consider, you know, to be illegal at the federal level. So this is a big deal.
Yeah. Marijuana is a Schedule One drug, right?
Mm-hmm.
Schedule One drug. Do you know what they're saying? To this day, the government is still saying that marijuana is as dangerous as heroin. And even if you're not for the legalization of marijuana, even if you don't want anybody to smoke marijuana, it's not even logical with what we know to compare marijuana to heroin. And so that's something that needs to change on the federal level.
Here's a text that says, this move to ban these THC products, 100% backed by the liquor lobby. Silly stupidity. I buy the Delta 9 products, just a pleasant chill, not a typical pot buzz by a long shot, or so I've heard people are saying, LOL.
Yeah, you don't ever have to admit it. You can always say you're asking for a friend or you're explaining what a friend told you about that.
And I'll leave you with this one in regard to your comments about the Pelicans there. I think that was a bit much. Sure, it was a disappointment, but the players have to be even more disappointed. Give the players a break. They're a good team, and hopefully they'll get better. Flock up.
And they're young. I agree with that. But, you know, I don't see, this is another example of how we tolerate mediocrity. And the Pelicans were mediocre. Hell, Charles Barkley, you going to argue with his expertise? Charles Barkley said the Pelicans were so bad that they shouldn't go, because he's talking about them, you know, ready to go on vacation. Instead of going to Cancun, he says they ought to go to Galveston, where the dirty water is, hitting up on the beach, where, you know, some people think that's actually a beach, and he's actually apologized for those comments because he criticized Galveston. But, you know, we shouldn't accept mediocrity. I'm sure the players are upset, but that's what they do for a living. And you get the feeling that they're really, for some reason, not into it. To miss, for C.J. McCollum, at $32 million a year, to miss that many open looks, for B.I. to be that sloppy with the ball, I mean, how do you explain that? It can't be explained, and it's fair for fans to be critical of that. You know, we don't do that for a living. That's not our job. But it's their job. And, you know, look, I'm still a Pelicans fan. That's not going to change. I want this city to be a huge NBA city. But I feel like we should be fair about what we see, and what we saw was rather embarrassing. In fact, as we head to break here, this had to happen here. We have to dedicate this song to the New Orleans Pelicans. Okay, but there are a lot of young players on the team, and I do have confidence that they're going to come back, but I don't think it's wrong for us to be honest about a team that gets shut out in the playoffs for nothing. If you want to join us with a comment, the Okunard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
All right, these some of these anti-war protesters are breaking the law. And a big protests going on at Tulane University over the weekend. There was one in Jackson Square. A couple of police officers were injured and 10 people. No, I think it's up to 12 people were arrested in that protest. And the protests are growing. You know, they went past the deadline to leave yesterday. And I knew they weren't going to leave. You knew they weren't going to leave. And there was a deadline of 2 o'clock yesterday. I think that was Eastern time to get off the campus. And they didn't leave the campus of Columbia in New York, and they're still there. There were problems. There was some breakout of some physical violence that took place at the University of Texas at Austin. There's stuff going on in California and really all over the country. And the anti-war protests are spreading across campuses across the country, and you know, tensions are growing between the protesters and the police. And the Rolling Stones are on tour. You know, when you talk about protests, anti-war protests spreading across college campuses in America, and tension growing between protesters and police, and the Rolling Stones are on tour. That is an accurate description of America in the late 60s and early 70s. But it's also a haunting description of what's going on in America today in 2024. Protest inspired by a conflict between Israel and Hamas, the ruling entity of the Palestinian peoples, taking place, and anti-Israel protesters are sympathizing with the Palestinian people. And they have quickly spread from college campus to college campus. And the protesters at one of the major protests at Columbia University in New York City, the conflicts between the protesters and the police have taken place. And I just mentioned University of Texas as well. I never participated in a protest in the late 60s and early 70s. And to be honest with you, I knew what was going on, but I don't know. I wasn't cool enough to be involved in all of that. I didn't have the... I just didn't have the confidence to do that. So I was never involved in a protest, but I do remember siding with those who were anti-Vietnam protesters. Now, I supported the soldiers because I knew the soldiers were there for a reason, and I knew that the United States was bound by CETO, which is like NATO, but this is the Southeast Asia Treaty Organization, to go to the aid of an ally, which was South Vietnam, to stop the spread of communism. So I always supported the troops, but I was against the war. And I was old enough to basically understand the instability in America when a young anti-establishment generation was fighting the establishment, and in particular the U.S. government, for the continued fighting in Vietnam. The hateful attitude of that young generation had for America's government was tangible. Ironically, that young generation is today's establishment. And many young people today are fighting against the U.S. government not doing more to put pressure on Israel for a ceasefire. Though America's military is not directly involved in the fighting between Israel and Hamas, The protests are an attempt to send a global message to Israel and a demand for a ceasefire. And since the U.S., again, is an ally of Israel, there's pressure on the U.S. to do more about this, in particular the Biden administration. The most striking similarities between the protests of the 60s and 70s and the protests going on today is the will and conviction of the protesters. As I have said on this show, it seems like a young generation has a strong need to express its angst and contempt for today's establishment. That maybe the protest, maybe the war between Israel and Hamas has been a good excuse for a lot of people to protest and to manifest this angst and contempt for today's establishment, the boomer generation. I mean, the conflict between Israel and Hamas has provided that excuse. And I'm not saying that people don't strongly believe in it, because they do. They believe in the cause and what they're protesting for. But massive protests don't happen in a vacuum. And the reason justifying the protest, I think, is only part of the story. The other part of the story is to bring a voice to a frustrated generation or demographic that feels cheated or deceived by the establishment. Though boomers don't want to admit this, younger generations have legitimate reasons to hate us for the selfish decisions that we've made that affect them today and will affect them in the future. Boomer greed, conspicuous consumption, and our lack of respect for Social Security are among the reasons. But there are young generations who really do hate us. Don't underestimate that. And I often describe myself as a hostile witness to the baby boomer generation. The mood for protest, as I've said, I feel like it's in the air. And I think we're going to see more protest rising up. And the protest at Tulane taking place prove that there's a link between the protest of the 60s and 70s and the protesters today. And here's the link. At Tulane's protest, students were holding up a big sign that said, "Students for a Democratic Society, SDS. That was a common sign from protests in the 60s and 70s. SDS, Students for a Democratic Society. And the establishment railed against them. But that was a clear indication that there is a link between the protests of the past and these protests today. I guess there's one comforting thought. We made it through those times in the past, and we will make it through these current turbulent times. It may get uglier, but we're going to make it through all of this. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Okunar Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Let's go to Ian with some of your text messages.
Here's a text that says, "You sure like to talk about right-wing radicals a lot. Why don't you acknowledge the fact that the people who are in these protests are left-wing radicals, which are spouting anti-Jewish rhetoric somewhat like the Nazis did?"
Yeah, I mean, I have. And I do talk about left-wing radicals. And these are left-wing radicals that are spewing hate for Israel. And this is kind of a new thing in America. So we actually have covered that. As I say, you can hear that on so many stations across the country that one of the focuses of this show is to provide an alternative. And the alternative is to call out, as a lot of mainstream Republicans are starting to do, call out the right-wing radicals, because they don't represent all of the Republican Party.
Yeah, here's a text I think you'll like. "What I find ironic about the protests going around the country is the very people who protested in the 60s and 70s are now the people criticizing today's youth for doing the same thing. I swear, those boomers forget what they did for change when they were in college."
They do forget. They do forget. And it's not that we should remember, and it's not that we should forget about what we did, because we shouldn't. But we also should recognize that what we did as a generation is what's being done today. So don't be so quick to make it seem like you have no knowledge of this kind of phenomenon, because this kind of phenomenon happened in the 60s and 70s. You may not have been part of those protests. I wasn't part of those protests. But our generation was the generation that did that. And today's young generation is doing exactly what we did.
I'll do a couple more of these and then I'll hit you with some Pelicans text. Here's one that says, "This is the first time in our country where a 30-year-old is not making more than their parents. This is not the fault of the 30-year-olds. It's the fault of a system that has rewarded the older generation.
Well, I'm not an economic professor, and so there are things about economics that I don't know, but I can see those numbers. You know, we didn't have to live with our parents. A lot of kids today, they don't want to live with their parents, but they have to because they don't have an option. And so things are different. And I'm telling you, the contempt that Xers, millennials, and Zoomers have for the baby boomer generation is tangible. And it's something that we can't fail to recognize, and we need to be honest with ourselves as boomers and admit that we have been selfish with a lot of things and are not going to turn the country over to a younger generation in the same shape that we received the country when we were coming of age.
And this one says, what I find funny about the protests is that Hamas would kill a large percentage of the protesters.
Well, yeah, they don't tolerate that sort of thing there. They don't tolerate it in Russia. They don't tolerate it in a lot of places. So, you know, this is one of the great things about America. And I support protesting. There's a point beyond which you should not go. But what is that point? Because if a protest doesn't create some degree of unrest, it's going to be pointless.
Here's a text that says they need to trade Zion Williamson. Excuse me. Zion Williams is not a person. Zion Williamson, because he is injury prone and is way too young to be injury prone. He's our star player, but he missed the most important part of the season.
Yeah. And as I've mentioned, I haven't had a lot of people say this or heard a lot of people say this, but if you look at Zion Williamson's agility and you look at his weight, his sheer size and his agility, he's so agile that I think because of his weight, he's going to be prone to injury. I mean, those knees and ankles with his weight, and he's so agile that he moves so quickly. Somebody that moves that quickly usually doesn't weigh that much. And so I think he might be injury prone to some degree.
Yeah, here's one that says about the Pelicans. Look, we've had players in the past that didn't want to play for us. Anthony Davis, that's all, folks. Now we have a team that loves to play here. They made the play-in this year and then made the playoffs. They were the top in road game wins. There's a lot of good going on here with this team. Sure, we're disappointed, but we can get better next year. Every time Jose or Herb or Najee gets a steal, we make it so exciting to watch. We've never had a team work this hard. Yes, the officials don't seem to like us. The calls are definitely one-sided, but that's not an excuse. We need to play better to overcome the bad calls.
Well, it's true. And, you know, I look at all the open shots the Pelicans had. I look at all the shots under the baskets, and they missed those shots. And the key players didn't make the shots that they're used to making, and there's a reason why. I don't know what the reason is because I'm not in their heads, but there is a reason for that. It's not just, you know, Willie Green said something after the game, and I heard Sean Payton, I heard Drew Brees say this. You know, they say after a game, well, unfortunately, this happened. It's not about fortune. It's not unfortunately that happened. It's not about fortune. It's about playing. It's about focusing. It's about doing the best you can all the time. And last night, I saw that team, with an exception of a spurt in the fourth quarter. Well, early in the game, things were even. But, you know, I almost knew what was going to happen toward the end of the game. And I don't know whether the Pelicans are trying too hard and they're missing the shots, but some of the key players like CJ and B.I., they lost the touch and they weren't making the baskets. It's that simple.
I'll give you three more quick ones. This one says, hey, what's worse, not making the playoffs or losing in the playoffs? At least you got to go to the dance.
Yeah, okay, so, you know, you're okay, I get that. You're right. But what are you doing? You're making excuses for poor performances. And that's what we do in the city. Oh, it's okay. It's all right. I mean, I get it. And I'm not giving up on the Pelicans, but I don't think we should be afraid to be honest about the play that we see on the field. It's not like they do on the court. It's not like they do this in secret. They do it right there in the open for everybody to see. And I think it's fair to be critical, and I don't think we should always be so quick to, oh, well, it's okay. You know, the city had a chance to do this, and it didn't do that. It's okay. Oh, the Saints had a chance. Oh, they won the Super Bowl that one time. Oh, yeah, well, the Pelicans, well, at least they made the playoffs. Hey, if you're going to go four and out, you know, don't even, you know, waste the fans' money. do a better job than that if you're going to get to the playoffs.
And there's just one more here. We were talking about the THC products and who's banning them and why and what's a gateway drug and what's more dangerous for kids. And this text says, man made booze and God made grass. Who do you trust?
Exactly. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. So why do you think these protests are happening? And whose side are you on? I'm Scoot, and we're coming back with more of your comments. This is truly the best protest song ever.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What a beautiful day. You know, we'll never get tired of talking about that. But, man, we have had a spectacular stretch of really great weather. Hey, we're going to do the show live Friday afternoon from Jazz Fest 2024. It will be the day after the Rolling Stones, and we'll see if they left any drugs behind the stage area after they performed. I'm just kidding. Those guys can't still be doing that stuff, or they wouldn't be alive. And, you know, have you noticed that the Stones are not spending any money on... Botox. They're not spending money on plastic surgery. I mean, it's just the Stones. I mean, it's them. And they really haven't done much to alter their aging. You know what? I think that's actually cool. I think it's cool. Because it just, you know, to see the Stones still doing this today really gives people permission to you know, it's okay to get older. And for those of you who are younger, you know, don't fear getting older, because I was part of this like crazed baby boomer generation. And everything that we thought about was youth. It was all about being young. And when we were young, it was like you didn't trust anybody over 30. And look where we are today. And later we're going to talk about Jerry Seinfeld having dark feelings about turning 70. And that surprised me, because I thought with his incredible career and his amazing wit that Seinfeld would be approaching it with a comic attitude. But no, he said he had dark feelings about turning 70. And we'll talk about what year was tough for you. It was like, you know, I mean, there's a point in your life when 25 is like, oh, man, I'm 25. Damn, I'm old. Because it's all relative. Maybe 30 was tough for you. 40. Is it after 40, it's you're over the hill? Isn't that what the cards, the greeting cards, over the hill is? That's 40, right? And then 50, 60, 70? I'll tell you what year was hardest for me. And you know I'm old. All right, if you want to join us for the comment, I'm Scoot. The Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Well, I have some reports on the protesting coming up in the next hour. Also, Donald Trump, I remember you, I know you remember him. Donald Trump is back in court. And, you know, I got to tell you this. There are reports that as he was falling asleep, Donald Trump has been farting in court. And I hate that word. I hate to even say it on the air. It is legal. I can say it, but I hate the word. So I'm going to say it that one time. But, you know, I don't think that's necessary to know. I don't think we need to know that. And there was a time when the media, You know, and I've continued to study the media over the years that I've been in this business. There was a time the media didn't do that. They respected figures of state. They respected politicians. Maybe the politicians have less of a reason for us to respect them today. But the media knew all kinds of things, and it never reported it. And it was after Watergate, when there was a sense that reporters could become famous, could become celebrities in their own right, if they got inside information. And that's about the time the media became very voyeuristic. And the media started to report all kinds of personal things about people. But I've told you this before. You know, FDR was in a wheelchair. And there were times that he fell out of the wheelchair. The media was there. They never showed those pictures out of respect for FDR. Out of respect for John Kennedy, the media knew that John Kennedy, President Kennedy, was having an affair with Marilyn Monroe. They knew it. The Secret Service knew it. They brought him there. The media knew it, but they did not report it. It's totally different today. But when a former president is in court, I mean, all kidding aside, when a former president is in court and he's nodding off, and if he passes gas, you know, I think that just goes to show you how ugly the media is today. And if Biden did it, they would report on Biden. I thought it was horrible when the media showed George H. Walker Bush, Bush Sr. I think he was up on the dais in Japan. It was some big formal state dinner. And the president of the United States threw up on his plate. And then it looked like maybe on his lap. The media covered that. It was captured and it was played. It was played on all media outlets. And I think that's very disrespectful. It doesn't do us any good to see that. And I felt so badly for H. Walker Bush because, you know, you don't know when you're going to get sick. And presidents of the United States, I mean, he might have eaten something that upset his stomach. He traveling, going to Japan. I think that's where it was. I could be wrong. But I think those moments of reporting on those personal body functions is just a sign of where the media is today. And that's sad. And I think maybe the media could do a better job of cleaning that up. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenhart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air rock culture calendar, on this day in 1983, an incredible year for music, this was the number one song in the country. And Michael Jackson had been involved in a lot of, R&B kind of sounding songs, R&B stuff. And then this was a rock song by Michael Jackson. And the guitar solo in the middle is done by rocker Eddie Van Halen, who was a phenomenal guitar player. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we'll be back on WWL. A sad day on the SOTA rock culture calendar on this day in 1983. Blues musician Muddy Waters died of a heart attack. 70 years old, and man, he brought us some great blues. All right, coming up in the next hour, another teacher has sex with students. And I did a career day at a school in Kenner this morning. I have posted some pictures on my Facebook page, Scoot on the Air. And I'll talk more about that coming up next.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.